This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon today. No, I am not Annie Fry. I mean, I would take that as a compliment, but I am not her. Just make sure you know that. Always fun hanging out with some of my very favorite people in the radio business, and Mark's taking a well-deserved day off. You can follow Mark Reardon, by the way, on X at Mark Reardon KFTK, Mark Reardon KFTK, and follow, of course, the station, 97.1 FM Talk, on all the socials. We'll look forward to having him back, that's for sure. All right, we're going to talk a little more politics next hour, but before we do, I just have to laugh. James Carville, you know, the lizard that keeps coming out. You know, whether you like him or not, he seems like a smart guy. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things he says, but he had an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today where he was just trashing the Democrats. Here's some of the quotes. He said, constipated, leaderless, confused, a cracked out clown car, divided. He said, these are the words I hear my fellow Democrats using to describe our party as of late. The truth is they're not wrong. The Democrat Party is in shambles. And I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to Carville and Democrats in general, I'm still trying to figure out what they stand for. I mean, I guess there are certain people, you could ask them what they believe about this or that, and they'd have an actual a list of things they can give you. But the Democrat Party, I don't know what they stand for. It seems to me that what they stand for is, you know, anything that's anti-family, anything that's anti-American, anything that's anti-law and order. I'm trying to figure out what they stand for. You know, killing babies, killing old people with assisted suicide. I'm trying to look for the happy, you know, what do they used to call it? Who was it to call it the happy? The joy. Where's the joy? Yeah. Where's the joy? I don't see joy when all you're trying to do is tear down, in my opinion, as a conservative, tear down society. I mean, they want your kids reading garbage books. You know, they want 8-year-old reading very sexual books in public libraries. So not when you're around as a parent to make those decisions. I mean, what do they stand for? They don't want people who were here illegally picked up. They want the cops defunded. I mean, am I missing anything? That's what they stand for. And most Americans are not on board with that. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about a new poll that's come out about Democrats. We'll talk with Terry Jones about there's a new polling story about Democrats polling. Because nobody knows what they stand for anymore other than everything that's American. As far as I'm concerned, from what I can see, I'm just trying to figure out what they stand for. It's basically, it's anti-law and order. They want people voting who should not be voting. They want people in the country who should not be in the country. I mean, they want your daughter to be able to go into an abortion clinic at 12 and be able to get an abortion and be able to cover up the fact that somebody 25 years old, you know, got their hands on her. Do you understand that's a huge factor? Whatever you think about abortion, whether you think it's you're pro-life or whatever, do you understand that a big aspect of that is people being able to cover their tracks? You get that, right? That's a big deal. if you really cared about women, and they're so worried about certain things with women, you know, women must be believed and all this stuff. If you really cared about women, you would also care about girls. And you would also, if somebody came into the clinic 13 years old, pregnant, somebody should go to jail. That's very simple. But that's not what happens at Planned Parenthood. So I'm trying to figure out what it is that the left stands for. And apparently a lot of Americans feel the same way because they're trying to figure it out too. All they hear is anti-law and order. I went by a store the other day on my way to get something else, and police car, there was a guy boarding up, and somebody had broken the entire glass window of a health food store, for heaven's sake. I don't know what you needed in there. I'm not saying you shouldn't buy things there, but what you steal and what are you going to steal? Supplements? I don't know. But broke the whole window, the whole door, glass door. Oh, you got insurance. Well, we all pay for insurance. So now this business owner is going to lose a lot of money because he's got to pay somebody to board the place up. This guy was quick on the spot to do that. And those people cost money. So you got to pay that. Then you've got to pay someone to put in the glass. Who knows how long that'll take. And in the meanwhile, there's glass all over the floor. Your customers are going to look and maybe stop by and say, no, I don't want to stop by there today. It looks too creepy. It looks like someone tried to break in. Eh. It gives them the ick. So there are all these untold costs of not caring about law and order. And when we don't care about law and order, it keeps getting worse. That's what I was talking with Ira Milne about earlier in the show, if you missed it, the idea that somebody had put on the sidewalk near my home in chalk, a thing that said no ice in LV. So Las Vegas, no ice in Las Vegas. And they put it in chalk. And I went home, so I was walking my dog, and I went home, got my car, got a watering can, came back, put water on it, scrubbed it off, made a video about it, put on Instagram. And I said, this is how you stop this stuff. This is how it starts. This is how. Now, am I going to stop everything? No, I'm not. They sent a message. I sent one too. I'm paying attention. We're all paying attention. What do the Democrats stand for? I don't know. Just whatever's law and order, whatever's anything that you know, that's American, that's establishment, that's, you know, right or wrong, they're against that. Your kids should be able to get their body parts chopped off when they're 8. They should be able to read whatever they want to when they're 8. Never mind the fact that video games have ratings on them for age and never mind. But that's what they stand for anymore. And that's why they're losing so many voters. And, you know, that now that doesn't mean we as conservatives can take it easy and rest on our laurels and say, oh, it's going to be good in 2026 because they can't get it together. You know, we can't do that. But when James Carville's screaming the alarm, and a lot of other people are screaming the alarm that, hey, Democrats, you got to get it together. That's good for us, isn't it? Bad for America, though. That's a problem. I'm Heidi Harris. Sue's News coming up. This is The Mark Reardon Show.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I am going to go back to on this day in history, and I'm going to take us back to 152 years ago today, when in 1873, Jesse James held up the Rock Island Express near Adair, Iowa, in his very first train robbery. How about that?
Wow.
152 years ago today. Here's what's interesting. Only $6,000 was reported lost, but it turns out it was more like 65 grand. But the train company didn't want the public to know they carried that much money, because that was a thing then to rob trains. So they said, oh, it's only $6,000. But he got away with a lot. Think how much that would be 152 years ago.
You're right.
That's a chunk of change, right?
No kidding.
Yes.
And 56 years ago today, in 1969, is when Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon after 21 and a half hours on the surface. And they came back. But, you know, the people who say, oh, it's all a fake, oh, they never went, are all in an uproar today. Oh, you can't come back if you never went. Okay, that's great.
They went to the warehouse. Come on,
that's right. It was all a giant sham. All right,
one small step for mankind is what it was. Right. Yeah, not a giant leap.
It's National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. Fred, do you need that?
I know. I'm good right now.
How about you, Ethan?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. And National Junk Food Day. Heidi Harris, what's your favorite junk food? It's a hard one, isn't it?
Red Vines. I like all of it, but I'm going to go with Red Vines first. It's not a food group, I understand, but yeah.
What is she saying?
Red Vines, a type of licorice.
Red Vines? Oh, it's a licorice. Kind of licorice.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Licorice. Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's disgusting. You two are insane. Okay, what is your, Fred? It's red licorice?
Right now, it's either red licorice. I've been eating a lot of Cheez-Its.
Oh, that's it. That's a
chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is a long-standing
favorite. Yeah, we love the chocolate milk. Fred always combines it with something healthy. It's chocolate, but there's milk, so it might be
that's
okay.
Right, yeah.
It's what about
that's
you, right. Ethan?
There is one that holds king in my heart above the rest, and it is double stuffed Oreos.
Oh, that sounds good. Man, that sounds good. I think mine would be, I'd really have to think about that. I haven't had...
You don't have any food sins.
Oh, well,
you?
Sure. Well, not that I actually would.
Not that you'd actually partake
right.
in
it.
Come on, spit it out. There's got to be something.
But I do love the mint chip ice cream. If I'm going to cheat, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
once every 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, that sounds good to me. I like a Mounds bar. I'm a weirdo. But I like the dark chocolate.
Out of all of the options, you pick a Mounds bar?
That is correct.
Sue, come on.
Right.
Okay, I found this out just before I came in here. Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo from The Cosby Show, has passed away at age 54. We've got some sound.
Is that a decal?
No.
Have you been tagged by the Wildlife Society?
It's an earring, Dad.
I am going to fix your ear.
Then what?
You expecting some sort of punishment?
Shouldn't I?
Yeah.
it's sad. Malcolm Jamal Warner was on vacation in Costa Rica and drowned. And I've read stories that said he was swimming yesterday in the ocean and was just swept away by a strong current, and it took him into deeper waters.
That's terrible.
And I know his daughter was there. I'm not sure about his wife. He was super private about this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And apparently the name of his wife isn't even out there. I tried to Google it.
Wow.
His daughter, you can see, you know, he was a guy who did kind of the side of her head or back of the head pictures. That's the only way you could see her. And he had put those up on Instagram in 2019.
Wow.
But, yeah, nothing current. But it's just heartbreaking. She was only 2 in 2019. They say that he got swept away, but people on the beach, once they figured out what was happening, went to help him, but it was too late. And when they got him onto the beach, he could not be revived.
I wonder if he tried to fight it or, you know, they always say to let the current take you out and just, you know, eventually you can get out of it and swim back to shore or, you know, get assistance. But that's very sad.
Aren't you supposed to swim parallel to the beach if you get caught in a riptide? Parallel, just and not try to go forward, but try to go just. That's what I've read. I'm not a good enough swimmer.
You'll tire yourself out. How people drown.
You will, and you can imagine how terrified you'd be. I mean, that would scare you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think you're probably right. Go with the flow.
But the natural
is to fight.
You have to swim.
Get
yeah,
back.
You got to get back. Yep. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Ooh, that's terrible. But he was on The Cosby Show 84 to 92. But I remember him from the movie Fool's Gold, which is a total chick flick. Heidi, did you see that? Probably not. Not probably the only person.
I think I skipped that one.
It's probably a good choice there. But it's got Matthew McConaughey in it.
Okay.
I'll watch him in a car commercial, say nothing.
Thank
I'm good with that.
Yeah, all right. During their show Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, of course, Chris Martin actually warned the audience now before they did the kiss cam. He said, quote, "We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now." So they're just trying to warn the heck out of people now before they do that camera. And a fan posted footage about it. He put it on X and said they showed zero couples.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
I think they're just trying to play it safe,
wow.
Fred, you know? What can you do?
That's crazy.
You know, when I was a kid growing up in Vegas, you couldn't even take a picture in a casino. You weren't allowed to.
Oh, really? I could see that.
Because there was the assumption it might be a business trip. So you were not allowed to. And of course, now that horse left the barn with cell phones and stuff. But back when I was a kid, you could not do it.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if they tried for a while with people with cell phones to try to prevent them from doing that. You just can't anymore. You can't even tell when anybody's doing that. Oh, this was wild. Oh, I should have told you this, Ethan. Do you have insect news over there?
I definitely do.
All right, see if you can find insect news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
For this insect next story. News. Yeah, we actually have an intro for insect news when something like this happens. Do you have it?
I have it in here somewhere. I just have to find where it is.
This is my fault for not saying
it. Yeah, it's definitely a hotkey. Come on, where is
this? Come on, insect.
There it is. I got it.
Okay, all right.
It's worth it.
It's time for insect news.
This is an unfortunate story, people.
This is a highlight, a real highlight of our show.
Killing me.
A stampede broke out at Atlanta train station last week as fans were leaving a Beyoncé concert. Now, 11 people were injured, and 7 of those actually had to be transported to the hospital. Why? It was because someone freaked out when they saw a bug.
Oh, my God.
Really? What kind of bug?
A public transport official said, quote, "The person began screaming and running, causing a stampede on the escalator that caused it to temporarily speed up and then come to a sudden stop."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All because of a bug.
Was it a bee?
They haven't said, no, it's probably not a bee.
But how funny would that have been? Because it was a Beyonce, Queen Bee.
That didn't occur to me. Okay, I'll give you points for that.
I'm sorry. Yes. That was a Mikey Lum joke.
It was.
It's out the door.
Yes. Most people just suffered minor injuries. The type of bug has not been identified, but that is how much people are afraid of bugs.
Oh, sheesh.
That's terrifying.
Well, the TSA has announced that they're adding new, I thought of Ethan when I read this, dedicated family lanes, not because of that part, But the new family lanes are supposed to help, quote, mitigate the unique challenges families face when traveling and minimize stress while maintaining the highest level of security. Now, the thing is, they're only going to be available at a few airports to start, with more being added in the coming months. But, you know, that's great. If you're a family and you've got like a stroller and, you know, all the equipment that goes with it, you will be put in a dedicated line for that. And their idea is maybe it'll go quickly. And between that and the fact that we don't have to take off shoes eventually, it might actually work. Fred, what were you thinking?
Oh, I think it would work. I think they're also going to do away with the certain amount of ounces.
Oh, they're going to at least... I think they're raising it at least.
They're raising it?
Oh, yeah. They are? Mm-hmm. How high?
I'm not sure. All I saw is that that's the next thing they're kind of working on. I don't know if they've announced what it'll be or not.
Okay, because that's going to be awesome. But they're also, this is why I thought of Ethan, offering discounted TSA pre-check rates.
Why do you need it discounted?
Uh-huh.
It's a discount in general.
Uh-huh. But it's only for families, I guess, and it's $15 off. And they've been adding, this I think is a good idea too, honor lanes for the military community. They're already available in 11 airports, and they're going to expand that and take it nationwide. Well, that's kind of nice,
yeah,
right? If you're military,
so.
You could at least do that. How much did you say it was for the pre-check, Ethan?
I think it was, I think we said 65?
That's what I'm saying.
70?
For a year or for what? How long does that go for?
For TSA pre-check?
5 years.
5 years.
You pay $65 for 5 years?
Yes.
Where have I been?
See, that's what I'm saying. It's such a good deal. If you travel even a couple times a year, it becomes worth it.
Yeah.
Absolutely it does. I had no idea it was so...
I didn't either.
A mysterious perk. Now I know.
Exactly. Because I always thought, well, that's, you know, that can't be $60 for 5 years. All right, fine. All right.
That's cheaper than a card for the national parks.
Well, how much are those?
They're pricey. Especially if you get one that lasts forever, they're pricey.
Okay. The only thing you have to do really that takes any time is inconvenient. You have to go to the airport. You have to go sign a bunch of stuff like in an office there and you have the whole parking thing. But that's it. I mean, I did it one morning before work. It didn't even take an hour.
Okay, that's impressive. Oh, Jeannie Sullivan said seniors only $50 for 5 years. Look at that, Fred. Are
All
you
right.
going to do it?
That's
yeah, okay.
that's when
I'm
you're going to be
right
traveling
now.
More,
I'm,
probably. I'll retire, go see the world.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, that's a deal. All right, it's something to consider. All right, in a new poll, 16% of American adults say they've only been to, well, I don't know if I'd say only, but how about this? Only 16% of American adults say they've been to 30 or more states. Have you ever added up how many states you've been to?
Yeah.
Has it been 30? I think I might get 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ethan, you're young. Heidi?
Well over 40.
Okay. Wow, that's impressive.
Here's the question. Does driving through it count, or does it mean visiting? You know, because there's different...
Driving through, I say it counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, driving through Texas, you get 2 states.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the truth?
I don't know if I'm quite to 30. But I would say I'm probably at 25.
That's not bad.
Driving through counts.
Stopping
for gas counts.
Exactly. You're still in the state. 5% of adults say they have never been to another state. That boggles the mind. I don't even know what to do with that.
Wow.
Other than the one they live in.
Maybe they live in the heart of Texas.
Well, that's true. They'd have to go too far. But yeah. They say the most visited states are Florida, New York, Texas and California. The least visited are, what you got, Fred? Give me one.
The least visited?
You've been to one of them fairly recently.
Oh, really?
In a plane.
In Alaska.
That is correct. North
really?
Dakota, Vermont, and Montana. I would think, I feel like all of social media is people saying at one point or another during the year, I'm on an Alaskan cruise.
Right.
Is it me?
Montana, Yellowstone? People haven't been to Montana?
I know.
I'm not saying everyone should. I'm saying if states you've never been to, that didn't seem like they'd be on the list.
Sorry, I'm a little bit late here, but I've been to exactly 25.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact, which I'm shortening as we speak. In Europe, cool ranch Doritos are called cool American Doritos.
Oh. I wouldn't eat one of those if I was on Survivor.
That's it for Sue's news.
And I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. How you doing? You're having a good day. We're going to be speaking with Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director, coming up here in just a few minutes. And some good news about his son, too. Some good stuff. All right, this is a topic that gets a lot of people really upset, and I get it. Sue probably will have an opinion on this, and we're happy to have you weigh in on this, Sue. City officials in Festus are cracking down on the feeding of stray cats because large colonies have started to draw complaints from residents. And I like cats. I'm a dog person more, but I certainly like cats. And I've
same.
I like them. I've rescued cats out of the street, stray cats. I've, you know, done all that stuff. Love cats. But yeah, so apparently you're no longer allowed to feed or water stray cats in Festus. What people talk about with cats is how many animals they kill, right? All the birds and all the things they prey on, right? Is
that yes. But they also reproduce at an alarming rate.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They do. Yeah. Lauren Kronitsky says, feral cats are my favorite. No, I like cats that are spayed and neutered and in the house, Lauren, sweetheart, honey. I mean, I'm not saying you should turn your back, but, you know, if there are a lot of communities where they'll have people who will trap them, right? And then they will spay them, neuter them, and return them. But that still doesn't solve the problem of how many things they kill.
True. Birds, for sure.
Tons of things. Birds and, depending on where you live, lizards and, you know, anything they can grab, you know, rats and mice, fine. But lots of other things, too. But, as you mentioned, there's this story I was seeing here. Well, it talked about how adult females can have 4 litters a year with 6 kittens per litter. That's a lot of cats.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And I understand both sides. You want to help an animal that needs it, but in the same sense, you're just kind of prolonging the whole reproducing and killing of birds. It's a tough thing.
It is a tough thing, and I do feel bad. But you know, the people do the same thing with pigeons, and you say, "Oh, it's not the same." Well, to some people, pigeons deserve to be fed. And
right.
You feed one, and then you have 10, then you have 20, then you have 50, and pretty soon you have a mess. Same with the cats, the stray cats that are wandering loose in the neighborhood.
Yep.
You know? So I just hate seeing animals, you know, loose and not given the love and attention that they need. But unfortunately, there's so many pets out there that people don't want. That's just terrible. And I'll tell you something else about pets as a mother of 4 dogs. You know, we see more and more people abandoning pets, it seems. And I'm not defending that for any second, not for a second. But I will tell you, it's gotten so expensive. Do you have any pets, Sue? Do you have dogs or anything?
Yeah, 2 bulldogs.
Bulldogs?
2 English bulldogs.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Are you married?
Yes.
I should know that, but... Okay, I was going to say you're married. Why would you have something else snorting?
They're the only ones who snore. So I am blessed.
I'm teasing you.
Sue's bulldogs are cute, though.
They are cute.
She always shows cute pictures of them.
They're super cute. They're cute dogs. And they're so sweet. Everyone I've ever seen has been very, very sweet.
Yes. What have you got?
I've got four. I've got a big poodle, giant poodle, 75-pound poodle, and I've got 3 rescue dogs. I've got a Maltipoo, a dachshund who's just about to check out. He's 16, maybe 17. I know. Let's not talk about it. And then I have a new one that somebody dumped in my neighborhood. They took 2 dogs, put them in a cat carrier, dumped them on my sidewalk.
Oh, come on.
I'm not making this up. And a neighbor found them and then let me know about it. And I said, oh, I'll pick them up, dummy that I am. Well, I wound up keeping one. My neighbor took the other one.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not, well, yeah. And we, you know, it had a happy ending. But I will tell you, by the time you go and get the cat spayed and chipped and all the stuff like a, you know, responsible owner does, you're out hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then her brother, my little newest stray brother, had a testicle that wasn't descended. You know, so they have to obviously come down from their abdominal cavity.
Yeah.
So that cost them like $800 to get my friends. And they're of means so they could afford it. And I told them before they took the dog, because my vet had looked at it. My vet said, yeah, he's got an undescended testicle. It's going to be a bigger surgery, whoever does it. Okay, fine. So I told my friends, I said, are you sure you want this dog? It's going to be more expensive, my vet. And they said, no problem. But, you know, your average person, that's very expensive for
most
people.
It is. Yeah.
And then if your animal, you know, like my dog's, I hate to even talk about it, but he's getting to that point. And so when you put them down, that's expensive. Whether you decide to cremate or not cremate or whatever, you know, all of that is hundreds and hundreds of dollars nowadays. And people are just, I'm not defending anything when people abandon pets, but it's just very expensive to own a pet.
Yeah, I get it. It is. It just is.
Yeah. And then when you go to the vet, I don't have a vet like this, but a lot of people do. Every time they take the dog to the vet, it's, I want blood work, right? I want this. I want that. My dog broke his toenail. Oh, we need blood work. We need this. You know, upsell. Did you know that veterinary school costs more? My vet told me this. Costs more than medical school now.
Wait, does it really? I did not know that.
That's why the blood work, madam.
By the way, I've never said, yes, let's get blood work. But yes.
No. I don't either. I don't need to get blood work, but I don't know what to say to people because there are shelters that will do clear the cages, you know, events, and they'll get rid of all the shelter dogs, which is great. Get them homes, hopefully. But at the end of the day, owning a pet, and I highly recommend it because I own many myself and rescue all kinds of things. But it's if you have as tough as this economy is, people are looking at whether they're going to feed their kids now.
Yeah.
Right. Or whether they're going to take on a pet. And if the pet gets sick, a lot of people are just of the opinion the pet gets sick. I'm just going to, get rid of them, which is terrible and awful. And you shouldn't do it.
Mm.
You know, mm. No, I'm not defending it at all. I'm not in any way defending it. If you can't take care of one, you shouldn't get one. It's interesting, too, because years ago I took one of my dogs. I had come home. One of my dogs was on Rimadyl, which is kind of a pain thing. You know, she had some issues. And I had a bottle of Rimadyl, the chewable kind, on the kitchen counter, and I walked in the door and the bottle was on the floor empty. At the time I had five dogs and I said, oh no. So I knew who the likely suspects were, who were the most likely counter surfers of my group. And you know, dogs don't go, hey, I grabbed a chicken. Who wants the leg? It doesn't work that way, right?
True.
They grab the chicken. They go hide in the back of the backyard, and they eat the whole thing. So I knew whoever grabbed the pills ate the whole bottle, right? So I call my vet. My vet said, no, Rimadyl is death. You've got to take him in. It's like 10 o'clock now. Okay. So I took the two most likely suspects into the vet clinic, and they wanted $2,500 to treat both my dogs. Now, I knew only one of them ate the pills.
Oh my gosh. What'd you do?
Right. So what I did was they had the dogs in the back in cages, and I went back to see them, and one of the dogs kind of stood up, and when she stood up, there was some blood, from her, and I went, okay, she stays, the other one's going home with me.
And
they said, oh, no, we don't agree. I go, let me tell you what. Dogs don't share the pills. Here, you want half of this one? It didn't work that way.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, she ate the pills. The other one's going home with me. Let me tell you what happened. So, okay, I want to mention the money. So people were out in the waiting room with this all-night vet clinic crying their eyes out because they didn't have thousands of dollars to save their pets.
And that's awful.
It is awful. But if you've got a choice between paying rent, and for some people, they can't slap down a credit card or whatever. They're just stuck. And it was really hard to see that because it's not that they don't love their pet. They just don't really have that much, you know what I mean, in these late night clinics. So it gets better. So I took the one dog home because I live like a mile from the clinic. And the next morning I called to see how my one who stayed was. And they said, oh, she's fine. They just basically run a lot of fluid through their kidneys is what they do to save them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's not, that's what they have to have. So they said, she's fine. They said, well, how's Dusty? And I said, well, she's fine. They said, well, we don't agree. I said, you don't agree? Oh. She slept on my bed all night. What do you mean you don't agree? She's fine. I mean, I'm telling you, Sue.
They really tried to pushed get me to come it from that?
Yes. They tried to get me to come back with her.
What did you say? I mean, after you said no. She slept with me, she was fine.
I said, no, I'm not bringing her back. I mean, but that really made me mad. Because what if I was a person who they were able to bully into and putting my dog through treatment that she didn't even need?
Oh, that's
awful. The vets
know
the dogs don't share this stuff. Vets know only one dog ate it. And you want me to put my other dog through treatment she doesn't need? Oh, I was livid.
Oh, that's terrible. That really is terrible. You got to find a new vet.
Well, this was the late night vet. My vet would never do that. But it's just at the point where you know things are happening with animals and people can't afford them now, and it just seems to be snowballing.
Well, and they're trying to scare you into. Oh, that's horrible! What a terrible manner.
Oh, it was. And I used to work for a vet, and I was like, I was not having it. I was like, you know what? And I went and got my one that they and I took her to my vet for further treatment. He ran a couple more IVs through her just to make sure she was, okay. But how terrifying would it be if you were a pet owner and you take them in, you don't know anything about the situation, you walk in and they've got you shaking like a leaf, your dog's going to die if you don't do this right.
That's
now.
Horrible. Ah.
Yeah, it was. There's some stuff out there, some shady operators out there trying to pay off their student loans, I guess. Mm. And then there are people like my vet, who's a great guy, who's not going to do anything your pet doesn't need.
Right.
And that's the difference. But those are the old school guys.
They are the old school guys. One time my mom had, she was a teacher and she had teachers visiting from Wales, right? And they were in the summer and this woman was staying in the lower level of mom's ranch. And they went out to dinner, they came back, and my mother had a dachshund mix. He had one brown eye and one blue, probably a basset hound dachshund. And he had gotten into this woman's luggage and eaten her heart medicine.
Oh, no.
Now, but this dog was indestructible, I'm telling you. So he was lying up against the wall. He just, he just kind of looked Took him to the vet, and whatever they did, he was fine. But it was an old school vet who said, no problem, here's what we'll do, here's how much it is, and he was fine.
Right.
But that kind of stuff, you're right. If you didn't know or were scared, they could convince you of all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So real quick, I'm going to wrap this up. But about a month or so after that, my husband and I were RVing about 70 miles outside of Vegas. And I had a bottle of pills and left him in my purse. And my hound dog got him. And I was like, I'm going to be divorced. And so what happened was we found this vet in this tiny town outside of Vegas, which is where we were, went over to her house. We sat in the camper and she ran IV bags to the dogs. It was like $170, not $1,500 per dog like the other place was charging, right?
How great was that for her? That was really nice.
Yes, it was nice, and it saved my marriage. Could have been. It was dicey there for a minute, too. I'm not going to lie. Because a hound dog will find anything in your purse.
Yes.
That's what they get. Yep, that's what they get paid to do. That's what those beagles make all those that money at JFK, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Much more to come on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. You follow me on all the socials, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, X, whatever, Instagram, all that good stuff. Frank Cusumano joins us. He's the sports director at KSDK. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Heidi. Thank you so much.
No excitement in your household this week, huh? How about this kid? I heard about him, Alex Cusumano. He's a pretty good golfer, I'm hearing. What's with that whole deal?
Well, they say that, like, great golf, like, skips a generation. So clearly that's probably what happened here. He had a really good day at the Griesdick Cup. It's been around for, like, 106 years. It was at Norwood Hills, and I've covered a lot of sporting events, but that was about the coolest thing I ever saw. It was crazy. I mean, he was on fire, and it was just beautiful to watch. My wife was with me, and we're very proud of him.
That is so awesome.
That's
Frank.
Awesome.
Congrats.
It is awesome. You know, some days everything's just clicking on all the cylinders, right?
Yeah, it was just crazy. I don't know if you've ever seen that scene in Caddyshack where Chevy Chase is just knocking down all those putts and no.
Be the ball, Danny. No. Oh yeah. One of those kind of days, huh?
He played 13 holes. I think he had 9 birdies before the match was stopped.
Whoa.
It was crazy. So, but look, he's a knucklehead. He's not special. He's just a pretty good golfer, so.
Well, congratulations to you and the whole family. Yeah. How exciting, though. I mean, and I didn't realize that he had set a standard for the most years between titles at 14. That's pretty interesting because he stuck with it, and, you know, and that says something.
Yeah, you know, a job and 2 kids and a wife kind of gets in the way of practice. So,
right.
But he stuck with it. And you know what he says? We bought him a driver for Christmas, and it's this new Callaway driver. And he said, he goes, yeah, it goes further. It's more forgiving. And, you know, golf is the one sport where technology truly matters. So I don't think you should skimp on clubs if you're thinking about buying some.
I can tell you this much, based off of what we saw this weekend at the Open, I don't think that Scottie Scheffler's skimping out on the price of his clubs either. He continues to just impress the golf world, Frank. I mean, impressive stuff once again from him.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, the dynamic quality of Tiger. He doesn't have Arnold Palmer's aura or Jack's stature. But I think that maybe, like, 10 years from now or 15 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to call him one of the all-time greats. I mean, it's 4 majors and he's only 29. He could complete the career Grand Slam next year on his birthday at the U.S. Open. This is, you know, enjoy this because we're not going to see many like him. He is really special.
And I guess the next big one coming up will be the Ryder Cup. Is that right?
Yes. And he'll be a part of that along with Bryson DeChambeau, who had a magnificent final 3 rounds. So I hate the fact that the majors are already over and it's mid-July. They used to do the PGA Championship in August. But this year we'll be blessed by having the Ryder Cup, which is so passionate, where it's United States against Europe.
Yeah, so go ahead and explain that. You know, how exactly does that work? I know it's still a little bit of a ways away, but, you know, as someone that's relatively new to getting into golf, how exactly does that work?
Well, they pick the golfers with the highest point totals, and you get a certain amount of points for winning regular PGA Tour events. And you get a certain amount of events for winning majors and finishing high in majors. So a guy like Bryson DeChambeau, who doesn't play in the regular tour, plays on the LIV tour, he's done well in majors. So I think he's third or fourth in points right now. And then, you know, there'll be a captain that'll have a couple of captain's picks too. So it's really a great event. It's awesome to watch.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Switching over here to some Cardinals baseball for a couple of minutes. A very, very forgettable weekend out in the desert, Frank.
Yeah, it was absolutely brutal. But I got to tell you, Ethan, in a way, it's a blessing in disguise because what this weekend gave us was clarity. Don't be under the guise of, hey, they can get hot, they could still win this thing. No, they can't. This is a team that's 40, that's just 2 games over 500, and they're 4-11 in their last 15. And they're, you know, the last month has been brutal. If you look at the analytics, the pitching and the OPS, And I think that this tells you this weekend, hey, the trade deadline is 10 days away. Don't think you're contending. You have assets that you can move and you can make this franchise better in the future. There's going to be a lot of teams that would want some of these Cardinal arms like Helsley, Mattson, Maton. This is the way you got to look at it. And I think it was a blessing in disguise this weekend to be swept by Arizona.
And I think, you know, even if you are to sell, one, I don't know if the Cardinals do it in a super extreme way. I think trading Ryan Helsley is probably the biggest thing that they would do, which would still be big, but it also allows for some of these young guys to get opportunities that you've been waiting for. You know, we know that McGreevy's been knocking at the door, but the bullpen depth down in AAA has been pretty solid this year as well. So at worst, you're continuing to figure out what your roster for upcoming seasons is going to look like.
That's a wonderful point. And make Gordon Graceffo say, okay, when we trade Helsley, you're going to get first crack. You're going to be our ninth inning guy. And he's got gas. He's got a lot of, like, bravado about him. He has the makeup to be a closer. Another thing I do is with Jordan Walker, if this thing is over, then just play him. You got 62 games left. Play him every day in right field and find out about him. There's no debate when you write out the lineup. Now, here's the dilemma. This is the one dilemma here, is Ali Marmol is probably going to be playing with a gun that doesn't have as many bullets after the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be judged by this. I think he's a good manager, and he's gotten the most out of his players. I don't want him to take the hit for the Cardinals trading many of their talented players, but you never know what could happen with the new, you know, president of baseball operations about to take over in October.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Heidi?
Yes, it will. Frank Cusumano, great talking to you, and congratulations once again to your entire family. And Alex, what a great championship it was for him.
Heidi, thank you so much. Great to be with you guys.
Thanks for being here. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.